Hello, this is Kathy Donnelly with TFP Brokerage. I will be presenting a strategy for your clients to consider as a result of the SECURE Act. The new year brought about a new opportunity by way of the President signing into law the SECURE Act on December 21st, 2019. The highly anticipated Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancement, SECURE Act, delivers some of the biggest legislative changes to America's retirement system in over a decade and impacts age limitations for contributions, retirement plan access, withdrawal strategies, and lifetime income options. In short, the SECURE Act set out to accomplish two primary goals. One, make it easier for individuals to save for retirement, and two, encourage businesses to offer retirement plans. In this short podcast, I would like to focus on the section of the Act regarding stretch IRAs. Inherited IRAs for individuals not considered eligible beneficiaries of deferred compensation plans and IRAs, the SECURE Act requires balances to be distributed in full by the end of the 10th calendar year following the year of death, although there is no requirement to take minimum distributions during the first 9 years. Eligible beneficiaries are surviving spouses, the disabled, chronically ill, and those not more than 10 years younger than the owner, and minor children. This change related to inherited IRAs eliminates the stretch IRA strategy that under prior law permitted a named child or grandchild as beneficiary to inherit a plan from the plan owner and use their own life expectancy for RMD calculations, lending way for the younger beneficiaries to benefit from tax-free growth opportunities. Under the SECURE Act, a young beneficiary can no longer take distributions over several decades and instead are now required to take the entire asset in distributions over the first 10 years. Additionally, distributions are considered income to the beneficiary and, as a result, may move the beneficiary into a higher income tax bracket, forcing them to pay higher taxes on all of their income because of the added amount of income in the year coming by way of the required distributions. This change will present opportunity for IRA owners to consider a different strategy. One strategy worthy of consideration would be to use the after-tax proceeds of lifetime distributions to fund a life insurance policy. By introducing this strategy, the right client will be able to pass the life insurance death benefits income tax-free to the beneficiary, which can be used to help offset any IRD, income with respect to decedent tax liability, that a beneficiary may incur from the remaining IRA balance that they inherit. In discussing the SECURE Act with your clients, consider the opportunity and benefits of applying unneeded plan assets to fund life insurance. The choice allows a client to leverage greatly their asset values and receive the death benefit income tax-free, and if the policy is owned outside of the taxable estate, state tax-free as well. For more information on this strategy, contact us at Kathy@tfpbrokerage.com or call 678-338-4378, and you can always find information about TFP Brokerage at tfpbrokerage.com. Thank you for listening to Life Simplified.